Wait, this amazing offer won't last, and it's only for our listeners. That's drinkworks.com and use the code TIM50 at checkout. And remember, please enjoy responsibly.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
From flint tools to shark teeth to the first copper razor, we always knew that a great shave comes down to the simple, sharp, durable blades. The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls or heated handles, and that's why Harry's doesn't add gimmicky features to their razors. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use Inside STL at Harry's.com. Harry's owns their own factory, and they've been churning out quality for almost a century. And it's not just the quality that I like. I can't get enough of the Easy Glide and Razor Close Shave. Harry's has an amazing offer for listeners of the show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code INSIDESTL at Harry's.com. That means you can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code INSIDESTL at Harry's.com. Go to Harry's.com today. Use code INSIDESTL at checkout to claim your offer.
If you haven't checked out Lady Jane's Haircuts Run in Sunset Hills, you are missing out! Get a precision haircut, hot towel treatment, and hot leather neck shave from one of our talented stylists for just $14. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. It's wicked awesome!
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call.
That's right, they're asking you to call. And asking you to call Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. That's what America is asking you to call. And on the phone, we have the man who can provide you with that number, that phone number, and anything else you want to know, because he owns the joint. John Londoff, everybody. How are you, John?
Hey, Frank, I'm doing great. How are you?
And what is that voice? What's that voice you're doing?
You have many different voices.
I have one. Dan has many different voices. I have
right.
one.
Many
I have
voices.
One.
You know, you have your ups, you get your downs. Right now, I can tell you're on an up. You're on an upswing. You're on an up day. Today's a good day for Frank. Oh, Pignon.
And see, now that's where you don't really know how to read me, because today is not necessarily a good day. Today's actually kind of a down day.
Just go with it, will you, man? Just go with it.
You know what I will say in the middle of this? This is the first time in 3 months, John, that today was not a sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, wow, that's right. Oh, he did. That
era has come apparently to an end.
That's true.
Could I share with everybody a note that I wrote to myself before the show? I'll read it verbatim. Here. It says, to self. That's how I started. It said, here's a great idea for Monday's show. Hold off on the sleepy Delta dusty day.
Okay.
Nailed that one, Frank.
Sleepy Delta
and
dusty
maybe,
day.
And maybe someone like Tim will think you actually forgot about it. This will throw everybody off and put spontaneity and variety into the show.
Shut up. Who wrote that?
I should have shut up.
I wrote it.
Oh, you wrote it?
I wrote to myself.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So what I was going to do is do it in the Playhouse, but now I don't even know if it's worth messing with. But see, sometimes you get in a rut, you do things the same way, the same time every day, and then you deliberately want to throw people off. And that's really what I was doing.
Good job.
And it worked. I threw you, didn't I?
Good job.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Well done.
So, John, it is as I will say later.
He stole your thunder.
Lawn off, mowed your lawn.
Wow.
Come on.
Play the whole thing. Everybody loves it.
I'm so sorry.
That door, y'all remember to wipe your feet.
Golly.
That's right. Remember to wipe your feet.
That's a great song.
It sure is.
Yeah. Sure is.
It sure is, John.
Great song, Frank. Oh, man, I'm fired up now. How's everyone doing here at Giant on Duck Chevrolet? We're doing great, boss!
Is that everybody?
Wow, they were all right together.
Yeah, they were.
In unison.
They were so together, it sounded like one person. You know, I'll bet there's somebody out there listening, and I'm not kidding when I say this. There's somebody out there who will buy a truck, probably a pickup truck, from him because they're duck hunters and they like the way he blows the duck call. You know what? I was going to shop around, but I heard that guy blow that duck call, and he knows what he's doing. I'm going to buy it, and that's okay. Whatever it takes, whatever it is that attracts you to the dealership, we'll take it. We'll take your business.
What if someone
I'm going to read. Hang on, read John this.
I was going to say, what if someone wants to hear John blow the duck call?
I just come. Yeah, just come to the dealership, and I've done it many times.
So I'm going to read. This is actually to John, but he forwarded this email to me, so I just want to read it real quickly. It says, John, my wife and I. It actually says, Mr. Londo. My wife and I purchased a Traverse from John Merriman today. I think this is from Saturday. It says, just wanted to let you know, we had a very good experience. We were at another dealer, Friday till 9:30 at night and could not strike a deal. We found a better deal from you guys and drove away the same day. Mr. Merriman was quick and easy to deal with. We live in Florissant and like to keep the business as local as possible. Listen to Frank and love it when you and he go back and forth. Sorry for the long email. Alex, that's not a long email at all. You should see.
Yeah, Alex, we get some 10 times longer than this, you know?
Yeah, you should see some of the emails I get from people, especially who hate me. They're really long, and they go on and on and on.
Stop that.
Alex, enjoy that Traverse. Oh, no, of course there are people that hate me.
I wrote you last time wasn't that long.
Alex, enjoy that Traverse. Yeah, I don't mention last name. I can mention his last name. He wouldn't care, would he, you think, John?
I think so. I forwarded you his phone number, so hopefully you'll give him a call. He thinks you're awesome, and so do I. We all do, Frank. You're awesome.
Alex Wilson. That's his name. Alex, thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Great guy. So we were on together on Thursday, right? I ended up getting about 3 to 4 text messages, people thinking that we were hilarious. Well, they thought that
I like the way you put "we" in there. They probably go, "Oh, that Frank is funny," and then he makes it. You know, we were hilarious. Did they cite any specific thing we said that was so funny?
Oh, just that. I don't know. I have to go back. I'm trying to go back and all these. So let's see. Susie Andrews. She and her husband Jay Andrews. Jay and I are duck hunt together. Susie and me and Jay and I, we've been friends for a long, long time. Our sons played hockey together, and she listens. She's listening right now. She's hilarious, and she's also on the board with the Little Bit Foundation, and there was a big charity event this Friday night for Little Bit Foundation, a great, great, great cause for some wonderful children in the city of St. Louis. People come up to me at that event, you know, and just think that, you know, that our segment is hilarious. Dave Foppy with Negwer Material. I just talked to Scott Negwer, and Dave came up.
Can you say that? Can you say that? Negra? How do you spell that? How do you spell that?
N-E-G-W-E-R.
N-E-G-W-E-R.
I never realized how funny I was until I started talking to myself.
What?
Nothing. I was just kind of breaking the monotony there.
What was that? What was that? I'm trying to get the pronunciation of this company.
Yeah.
It sounds like Negwer, N-E-G-W-E-R. What do they do?
Building material, building supplies. They're huge.
Okay.
Yeah, Google them.
Dan, do that funny thing you just did again about talking to yourself. That was funny. Do that again.
I never realized how funny I was until I started talking to myself.
Ha, 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 ha. That's a good one.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a good one.
I don't think so. Let me get that stuff going on, okay? Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So, yep. A lot of people listen. A lot of people, coming to buy. All right. Alex Wilson, one of several from the weekend. All right. Robert Osterholz, another duck hunting buddy of mine. Big listener. Goes by Bobby O. Bobby O, one of the greatest ever. Kidding me?
Well, I would too if my name were Bobby Osterholz. Because you know, in school, they had to make fun of that.
No, hey,
they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yes, they did. Yes, they did. Oster, how do you spell that name? Oster, is it Osterholt or Osterholt?
Osterholt, O-S-T-E-R-H-O-L-T, Osterholt.
They still made fun of it.
It's a very good shot, so I'd be careful what you say.
I'm a better shot.
No, you're not.
Oh, sure.
No, this guy is a...
John, let me share a story. Let me share a story with you.
Do you have to?
No, yes, I do. I do because I think it will save you from embarrassment in the future, challenging me when it comes to shooting, and yes, even a shotgun. And this is a true story, and here's the story. My wife and I went on a cruise many, many years ago, and... we went with, I think, two other couples, and one of the guys was a former police officer. I can wait. He was a former police officer and fancied himself to be a really good shot, especially when it came to shotguns, because he was also a hunter, and he had a couple of guns he hunted. I don't hunt. I'm not a hunter. And I haven't fired that many shotguns, but I've done okay at like skeet shooting and stuff like that. So on the cruise ship, there was a skeet shooting competition out on the fantail. They sling the clay birds out and you shoot them. And this longtime friend of mine and I went and put down our $10 or $5 or whatever it was to be part of the initial, and it was several dozen mainly men who shot, and then they had the finalists. And the finalists came down to 8 of us who shot. Everyone didn't miss, and we had a shoot-off the next day. My friend in the ship competition came in 2nd. I came in 1st. He was 1 clay bird short of tying me. And this is the true part. He did not speak to me for 3 days.
Mm. Oh, because you peed.
Really?
He would not have dinner with us. No, I'm not kidding. We had dinner at the same table, and that night...
Did you keep running it in? What was his name?
His name was Rich. I'm not giving you his last name.
I'll just say, hey, so hey, Rich, how about me kicking your butt, huh?
No, he finally came to dinner after 3 days because his wife had a talk with him. And he came down and apologized. And I said, Rich, what a baby. I said, are you kidding me? Over one little boat competition of shooting, you decided not to come around for 3 days and talk to me? Are you kidding me? Should I let you won? Is that what I should do? And then he said he was sorry again. But that, it meant a lot to him to outshoot me and to win because he'd been a cop and he was a hunter. And he didn't outshoot me. The same thing happened over in Sparta, Illinois, with another person who, on the way over there to the skeet shooting facility, all the way there, bragged about kicking my butt when we got there and how many competitions he'd been in. I've not been in any. And I cleaned his clock, and he's never done that again. So I'm trying to help you avoid embarrassment down the road if we ever get into a shooting competition. Because I'm a pretty good shot.
Well, one of these days we're going to. You know what? And then we just might have to have some people with some, some iPhones taking the video.
That's fine. I would want evidence.
All right.
I would encourage that. Yeah.
Me too. Kid me. So, now that that great story got us all charged up.
See? Johnny's on fire.
He is.
Say hi to another, everyday listener. Dave Friedman. Davey's listening. Got to coach his son in hockey. One of the greatest hockey players. Me, like the Whitfield High School Championship days. But he listens. He's listening right now. A lot of people. Andy Quinones with City Floyd. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of people that listen to this program. it blows me away. I can be anywhere. They don't recognize this big fat face of mine from TV. They recognize the voice from this program.
If you want to know good radio, just ask Dave. He'll tell you this show is his very fave.
Mm. Four. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
All right. All right. So, here we are. So with today, only 10 selling days left in the month of October. Unbelievable. We need a big push, AM and the PM crowd. Please, we've got a lot of inventory, man, a lot of inventory. It's been very steady. And hopefully the strike is just days from being over. And you want to come in now because the selection could be a little light because they haven't been producing anything for 5-6 weeks now. I'm sure I'll get more information on why, but that's just hard to believe. Hard to believe that that's in today's kind of a situation.
So what's the thing that's holding it up? What's the one thing they're holding out for that you know of?
I don't know. So the UAW they have a manufacturer to pick, and they went ahead and picked General Motors, and they were kind of starting to play hardball, and General Motors, I guess, just wasn't having it, it'll be over with sooner the better. I can't wait because man, we need that. We will need products. So got a bunch of it now though. Aim of the PM crowd and Mr. Frank Opinion. Got a lot of cars, a lot of trucks, over 750 new cars, trucks, SUVs, pre-owned vehicles, a lot of pre-owned vehicles, used cars. We'll just call them
used cars. That sounded like a dinner bell. Like when somebody...
Sounded like the old school modem.
No, it's my cell phone. It's just my iPhone going off. I'm sorry, I turned it to vibrate. So it won't ding any longer. People are dinging. People are calling, going, man, you sure are funny. What's the other guy's name? His name's Frank.
Is that what they're calling you?
It's his show. He's a funny guy. I just fill in wherever I can,
Hey, would you forward me sometime some of these messages you talk about how people tell you how funny you are? Just forward me a couple of those.
Why, you don't believe them?
No, I want to read them. I can't wait to read them. That's all.
Okay. I will. You're laughing at it. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Now he's going to hang up and ask a couple of people to write some emails.
Send them in.
So he can forward them to me.
I tell you what I'm going to do.
What's that?
Give you my phone number so I can go to work. Even though this segment has felt like a job, trying to keep the show on a roll, trying to keep you going, keep you positive, keep you pumped up. Is there another?
I thought it felt like something that took about half of Josh Bauman's entire hour here. That's what it felt like.
Josh, you there, Josh?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Oh, my God.
I'm good.
Already coughing.
I haven't coughed.
You're gonna.
It's coming.
See, now it's in his head. Now you put the idea in his head. Now he's going to cough.
314-837-1800. That number again, ladies and gentlemen, AM and the PM crowd, we love you all. 314-837-1800.
Wow, you finished already?
That's quick.
24/7, 365 at Londoff, LONDOFF, LONDOFF.com. If you want me to keep talking... Funny man, I'll keep talking. I'll talk all nay long, but
funny
I don't
man.
All nay.
All nay long.
You'll talk all nay long.
All day long.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hi, John. Well, would I love to do that. But we have other things we have to do, so we'll talk again soon.
Well, good.
All right, John.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Josh, I'm sorry, but...
It's all right.
When he starts in on that, all the people to tell him how funny he is, I'm not seeing a shred of evidence of that. You'd think he'd forward that to me. I guess now we can, we can hit your music. Right now.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know, I need someone.
Time to talk a little tech talk. Let me give you the numbers if you have an issue, a question. And I do, actually, but I don't know that... Josh may have to go find the answer and get back to me later in the week. I'll tell you what it is in a minute. Here are the numbers, 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Josh Bauman's brought to you by Window World, the people who make so much of what we do possible here. And hopefully, when you need replacement windows, you wouldn't think of not at least giving them a shot at your business. My friend at Lake of the Ozarks has another friend there who just got a quote from another window company for windows and almost had a heart attack. It was like triple what Window World wanted to put the windows in. So that's why he, too, wanted to talk about windows. And hopefully you will, too. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more information. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Josh.
So, two things. One, there's a bogus fake story that's floating around the internet, and a listener sent it to me and says, oh, man, Frank, you're not going to believe this. You can't make this stuff up. So I read the story, and as soon as I read it, I've learned over these last few years to sort of sniff out and detect a bogus story that looks legit. They even had a picture of a woman who was supposed to be the woman in the story, and a picture of a guy who looked like an attorney, and he was supposed to be representing her. And here's the story. That she's suing Samsung because she got her cell phone stuck up in her vagina.
Oh,
and couldn't
what?
Get it. No, couldn't get it out. That she wanted to put it on vibrate and push it in there to see what it felt like.
Oh.
That story is not true. It's absolutely not. And it even had she lived in Albuquerque or somewhere in Georgia or whatever, and everything to make it look legit. And it didn't take me 5 minutes to confirm. Never happened. There's no such story. Now, the issue I had that I want to ask you about, and I can't seem to stop this from popping up on my screen. I have a Mac, and when I go to do anything, you know, email or whatever, even just read mail, this thing pops up and says something
porn
about
overload.
Good one, Dan.
Yeah, good one. It says iCloud preference, and it wants my iCloud password. And I've given it to it, and then it sends me a code, and it doesn't give me a place to put the code in, so the thing keeps popping up. Do you have any idea what that is?
No, that would kind of concern me, considering iCloud is one of the places that you would save some of your more important information. Is it an Apple system message that's popping up, or...
It looks legit, like it is, and it says just type in your password. It's not asking me for any sensitive information, and it even allowed me to reset my password.
I got a couple of phone calls saying my iCloud account has been compromised.
Yeah, those are always fake.
And they were fake. And I finally hit the button to talk to the guy, and he said, okay, what you want to do, he goes, it's $400 in California that has flashed us, and we're concerned about this. And he says, go to helpme.net. And then he says, what do you see on the screen? And then the last one, because I talked to two different guys, the last one I said, I see a scammer, because Apple would never call
me. You told us this
me.
Story.
Yeah. Oh, that, yeah. Okay. So
last week.
But yeah, but they do call. I mean,
so Josh, here's why I thought it was legit. They sent me a text on my phone to reset my password, and it had all of my phone number. I'm sorry, it had the last four digits, and then it said, if this is your number, check your phone, and we're going to send you an authenticity code,
right,
or something. It was six numbers, so I did that. Now I'm starting to wonder if I've changed my password to my iCloud account, and I shouldn't have, and then now somebody else has it.
No, what that code is two-factor authentication. So that's to make sure you are who you say you are. One thing you could try would be to sign out of iCloud on that device and sign back in and kind of see if that doesn't kick things a little bit and reestablish your connection to iCloud.
Okay, I just figure out how to sign out of iCloud. I don't even know how to do that. So enough about that, my issues. Oh, what do we need to talk about today?
Well, Google had their big phone event last week, last Wednesday, and they've announced the Pixel 4 is coming out. It started shipping yesterday or today. It's, you know how the iPhone 11 was kind of mediocre, nothing real special about it. No groundbreaking thing.
I looked at it at Best Buy. I said, just show me the 11. And you're right, except for the fact that the camera lens looks like four lenses,
yeah,
or something.
That's if you get the Pro. If the Pro has three lenses on it.
Other than that,
there's really nothing special. The hardware isn't like head and shoulders above the 10. The Pixel 4 is very similar in that manner. It's not head and shoulders above the 3. There's a couple new features coming out with it. Face Unlock is coming. iPhones had that for how many years? Have you guys had that on your iPhones?
Quite a while.
But the Pixel is now going to support it. They included this thing they're calling Soli. It's a radar-based navigation for the phone. So, like, if you're watching or listening to music on your phone, you can swipe your hand over the top of the phone, like in a gesture manner, and it will either advance or go rewind, go back a song. So they're using some radar technology to do kind of that. It's kind of hokey. It's kind of gimmicky, if you ask me. My concern with the phone actually comes down to the battery. It's a relatively small, only 2,700 milliamp battery in the smaller of the two phones. So I think battery life might be an issue on that phone.
I mean, I'm trying to describe something that my phone just updated itself, new software. I'm going to try to describe this and hoping you understand what I'm saying. On one hand, it's kind of cool. On the other hand, it's unnecessary. It sent me a message that said, hey, for convenience and to save time, when you're texting, rather than touch, you know what I'm about to, tell you about? You know what this is? Well, you never let your finger up off the screen.
Yeah.
You just go from, let's say you want to type the word there, T-H-E-R-E. You just go T and then slide your finger over to H, up to E-R-E. Never take your finger off the screen so you don't have to lift up, tap. And I tried it. Honest to goodness, it types the word.
Yeah.
It's not as accurate.
Android,
and it messes up every once in a while.
It can mess up. Android's had that for a couple of years now. That's my default texting method anymore. I can do it one-handed with my thumb. I find it's a little bit quicker. And realistically, you don't have to do the entire word. If the multi-match is working right, you could probably do the first four or five letters of a word. And then
I'll play with it.
The recommendations will come up with the appropriate word.
Okay.
I like it. It does mess up at times, though. There are words that are close to the same pattern that you may end up using mistakenly. That can happen.
Those people would proofread their emails and their texts a little better because you have spell check. Spell check will tell you that T-H-E-I-R is okay when what you meant was T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. It doesn't, you know, it's a legitimate word, so it accepts it. And I wish people would just read what they've written. I don't know. I'm a stickler for that. I don't like to make mistakes. I do, but I don't like it.
There's a browser plugin called Grammarly,
Grammarly. It's great.
I like that.
There's a free product and a paid product or a paid version of it. But it will do just that, Frank. It will check your grammar for you and make recommendations to change it.
Mm-hmm. So how do you use it? Is it an app you download?
I've seen it as a browser plugin. So if you use Google Chrome, you'd go to the Chrome store and add it as an extension into Chrome. When you're typing an email, it automatically kicks in and makes the same way that the browser would make spelling correction recommendations. This extension kicks in automatically and makes grammar correction recommendations.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what the difference between the free version and the paid version is.
I've got the free one at home, and the premium one just goes through, like, you know, hard to read text or throws an thesaurus in there. Like, you can use different words and stuff like that. It's a gimmick.
Here's the only reason I might not want to use it, because if it truly is, I mean literally the best and the perfect grammar. The problem would be, if I wanted to, if you said, send this to my friend, okay, and I don't remember who you told it to send me to. So let's say I type you an email and I say, who did you want me to send that to? It's going to change it to say this, to whom did you want me to send it? I don't want to talk like that.
Yeah.
Now, that's actually the correct way to ask that question. Because if you say, who do you want me to send it to? That's ending with a preposition. And that's
technically
incorrect. Yeah. But nobody talks that way. And if I start sending emails to people going, to whom would you like me to send?
What? I mean, what is this?
You do run the chance of running over edited or over manipulated.
And I think sometimes when you're too perfect in your grammar, it's not the way people talk.
No, yeah, you're right.
It's just not. Well, if I type, I'm going to see, G-O-N-N-A, what I can do, it's going to change it to, I'm going to see what I can do.
Tell me if you think this is brilliant or moron. I'm driving down McDonald Boulevard. This weekend, I'm driving down McDonald Boulevard in Florissant, and there's a McDonald's on the right-hand side, right there at the intersection of 270 and McDonald. And it said on their sign, come in and check out our new pumpkin spice latte. And pumpkin was spelled with one P.
At least it wasn't pumpkin.
That's exactly what it was. It was P-U-M-K-I-N. P-U-M-K-I-N. Now, is that brilliant or moron? Is that brilliant for spelling it in a cute way where people talk about it? Or is that moron for somebody going out there and spelling it wrong?
I don't think we'll ever know, because they either made a mistake and left out a P, or I think it was done deliberately, and I'm okay with it, but I would have done an N, pumpkin. Yeah, I would have said P-U-N-K-I-N, pumpkin spice, instead of poem without the P. It's basically kind of stupid.
I think the person that did it just didn't know how to spell pumpkin.
That's what I agree. No, I agree. Because if they were going to be cute, they'd have done pumpkin.
Yeah.
So I'm with Dan. I think they just screwed up and left the P out.
So we're unanimous on moron.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think
good.
We are.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I think we are.
All right.
Josh, back to you. Steve, we'll talk to Steve.
Sure. Like let's talk go. To
Steve? Steve, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh Bauman. I'm AM in the PM.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Josh. I got a 60-inch Sharp Aquos Quatron 3D flat screen. I like the size.
Big time.
Whoa, listen to this TV.
It quit, and, you know, it's flashing the three blinks and then the one blink, and it, you know, I YouTubed it, and it basically said that it was the power board.
Okay.
Well, the thing's 12 years old. I mean, it was a great TV, but we're just going to buy a new one. I don't care about the 3D. I have a bad eye, so I can't see with 3D.
Okay.
With glasses. So, we don't use that. However, my wife, does.
You say however.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always a however
in life.
There we go.
She hooks up when she's working from home, she likes to hook up to the HDMI cables on that. But, there's so much out there. I don't mind paying a little bit for a TV either, but what's my good go-to?
Sure.
I mean, I want a nice picture. I don't care about the 4K. I'll pay for that if I need to.
Yeah, you're likely going to get the 4K with any television you buy that's going to be in that mainstream market, because that's 4K is the thing right now. That almost every TV that's out there is going to have that option, unless you step down a level or two. The big question to me is, do you stream or do you receive your content from like Dish Network or Charter in a box?
We get ours in a box, which we're about ready to cut that, I think. But, you know, we still do Netflix and things on the TV.
So, I still really like the TCL brand of television. They have the Roku streaming device built in to the TV. So if you were going to cut the cord, or if you're going to rely on that streaming service even more, it's one less thing to have hooked up on the back of the television, because it is built in. The remote control, it's one remote control. You don't have to switch remote controls. I know that's kind of a headache in my house.
Can I make a suggestion? Can I make a suggestion? Here's my suggestion. I think this is the top of the list. Get the size TV you want. If you want, you had a 60. Is that right, Steve?
Yes.
You don't want to settle for something smaller. Because here's the thing. It's like a garage. Nobody's ever said, man, I wish we didn't have so much garage space. Nobody has ever said, I wish I had gotten a smaller TV.
Yeah.
Ever. Get as big a TV as you want, and if you have to sacrifice one or two little features to get a 70-inch TV, get the 70-inch TV.
And look at it this way, too. Any TV you buy is going to have multiple HDMI inputs. If you're going that large of a television, any TV that big is going to have 4K. It's likely going to be a smart TV, so it's going to have its own smart streaming capability built into it. And really, the sky's the limit as far as how much you're going to pay.
I mean, if it has three HDMI inputs, that's really all anybody needs.
Yeah.
I mean, three, any more than three, what are you plugging in there?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the norm anyway. So who makes that TCL? Is that
anyway?
Honestly, who makes the back end? I have no idea. We bought ours from Amazon, so you really, I don't know if there's a storefront, like a big box store that sells them, that's actually, Best Buy might. But we've bought all of our, that's a lie. We did buy one of ours from Best Buy. So yes, Best Buy does sell them. I don't know, however, if they come in that large of a format. The ones that we've purchased have been around the 32-inch, 36-inch range, somewhere in there.
Okay. A couple more questions for you, real quick. I measured the bolt pattern on the back for my wall mount.
Yeah.
Is that pretty much universal?
After they reach a certain, like, the size types, or the window of sizes are typically similar. So, like, that 60 to 70 range will likely be similar. You likely will not have to buy a new mount.
Buddy.
Once you step over that 46 inch range, you might have to look, like, if you had a 46 inch TV and that mount was made for a, say, 32 to 46 inch TV, you might have to look at stepping up a mount if you were going larger. But that 60 to 70, the TV, if you go up to that 70, 75 inch range, the TV stands a good chance of being about 100 pounds, 75 pounds, 100 pounds. So you may, you're going to want to make sure you're hitting a stud for sure in your wall.
No, I've got it already hanging. I've got the one hanging now, but thank you for that. Last question. My friends tell me that if you buy the same TV at Walmart or buy the same TV at Best Buy, there's different components in those TVs for different people they send them to. Is that correct?
I don't know that I would believe that if the model number on the back of the TV is the same. That's
okay.
That's what the differentiator to me would be.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. I can't prove it yet one way or the other, but I don't believe it.
If the model number is the same, it should be the same device.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Right. And now, look what you've started. You have other calls. Do you want to take them?
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's get Mark in here. Mark, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hi to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Mark.
I don't really have a tech question, but I did recently buy a TCL TV, and I wanted to give the last caller a little advice.
What's that?
That a lot of the TVs now, the frame is smaller, and I was told the speakers, well, they are in the back of the TV,
mm-hmm.
and so I went ahead and bought a sound bar to push that sound out the front instead of bouncing off the back.
Interesting. Do you notice that?
First of all, Mark, anybody to me who buys a reasonably large flat-screen TV with a killer picture and doesn't do a sound bar and a subwoofer is losing half the TV experience. If you just listen through that dinky little speaker and that flat screen TV, what a mistake you're making, because it does not cost a lot to get a pretty decent sound bar and subwoofer. It just doesn't, and it makes all the difference.
Yeah, TCL, where we bought ours, I mean, is one of the big box retailers, shopping stores, and I bought a Bose sound bar for under $200 that delivers premium sound, but ours is close to like a hutch that sits on the wall that's under. So we did notice, because we were having to turn it up because it was pushing the sound back.
Sure.
And so this broadcasts it out to the room, and it made a big difference, and it sounds really good.
That's an interesting. I may have to do that, because we rely in our living room. We have a TV. It's not a TCL brand, but I know the speakers are on the back, or they're facing the wall. I may look into that sound bar.
Yeah, and the kid, I mean, this kid where I bought it was like, he's like, oh, buy TCL. He's like, for the money, he's like, even if it lasts 5 years for the cost of the TV, he said the per day cost is ridiculous. So, I mean, he broke it down and then sold me on the soundbar, too. So, he didn't have any interest in any brand really there, but other than making sure I got the right one. And we've had it now for over a year, and it's been a great TV.
Yeah, I really like both of ours.
Yeah. So, but just moving a little advice there with the sound bars. They put those. That's what they told me. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Michael. Michael, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh. How you doing?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I had a question. We are getting ready in February. Our contract is up with Dish Network. And I was kind of looking at, like, the best, you know, cord-cutting capabilities. Wherever, like the cheapest and also the best as far as where to go to. Like, you know, I got small kids, so yep.
You need Disney.
Disney and all that stuff, and then plus, you know, Cardinals, Blues,
yep,
stuff on Fox Sports.
Yep. I have been subscribing to YouTube TV, which is YouTube's live broadcast television service, well over a year now. They will give you a 7-day free trial to use if you want to do that, just to make sure it's going to fit your need and have all the networks that you want. I will tell you, it does have all the Disney networks, and it does have Fox Sports Midwest. That's how I watch the Blues games. Let's see. It is, I think, $49 a month, $59 a month, somewhere in there. I don't think it's 59. I think it's $49
a month. What are you not getting? It's $50 a month. What are you missing? Do you get HBO? Do you get Showtime?
I do not. Those are premiums. But
see,
you
don't get Amazon. You don't get Amazon. You don't get Netflix, right? Don't get Hulu.
No, but you can add those on. I do add on Hulu. We have Amazon Prime, so I have that. Honestly,
here's my point, though, and I've made this point before, Michael, and I don't blame you for wanting to cut what you're not using, but people do that, and then they realize, oh, I'm not getting this. And by the time you tack those back on to the YouTube TV, you're back at $100 and $140 a month again, unless you just don't care about movies.
Well, I'm not worried about the Netflix and all that, because we got that.
You're going to have that anyway.
With a password, you know, I got around all that. But all I want is basic channels and plus the Fox Sports of West and the Disney, and then, you know, like Hallmark for the wife.
YouTube TV does not have Hallmark.
So, well, she'll be all right then.
Yeah.
Now, see, there's the attitude. Who cares what she wants?
Right.
That's the attitude.
No, seriously, sign up for YouTube TV's 7-day free trial, and then sign up for Hulu's 7-day free trial, and see which product you like better.
Okay. And here's another question for you. I don't know if you know anything about this. Do, like, with Dish Network, how they, you know, I know they're in a big, whatever, fight with Fox Sports or West,
right,
whatever. Is there anything that's coming? Do you know about that? Like,
no clue. I really don't know. That's their negotiations, and I don't know really anybody outside of Fox Sports Midwest and Dish Network who's privy to that conversation.
We don't even know in the future if the people who have it will still have it. They renegotiate this junk all the time.
Well, because I called them up, and obviously sat on the phone for like 45 minutes talking to some guy across the pond, and I finally got them, you know, to give me a break on my bill, because, like, hey, I'm paying for this, and you're not giving it to me. So,
what? Out of curiosity,
at the same time, Channel Four was out at the same time too, before they brought that back.
Out of curiosity, what are you paying for Dish right now?
We signed a contract, or I shouldn't say signed, but we had a contract with them like 4 years ago it was like $75 or something.
Yeah. So you will. You're going to lose a couple channels. You'll lose Hallmark. You'll lose, I think, History Network still. But you'll save $30-$40 a month, maybe. I think it is well worth a try.
Is that like a YouTube that's like a streaming service?
Correct. Yep. It's got
a little bit behind.
I don't know how far behind it is.
Like when you're watching like live sporting events.
There is a slight delay from, like, if you had a charter box watching the Blues game and watching YouTube TV, watching the Blues game. I did experience that. It's about a 45-second delay. I had that problem happen this summer. Yeah, it's a good delay. I had it happen at the lake this summer. I was watching the game on my phone, one of the playoff games on my phone, and I heard folks in the condo complex yelling and screaming because we scored, and I'm like, oh, man, I know they – I'm glad they scored, but then I had to wait for it to catch up on my phone. So, yeah, there is it's not horrible, but, yes, there is one.
Well, that's not the biggest deal in the world, as long as you get to watch it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I appreciate it, Josh.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Amen to PM.
Thank you, Michael. I'd like to just take a moment and zero in on one thing that Michael said that I got a big kick out of. He said, I'd like to get this, and I just like to have Hallmark for my wife. And you said, well, they don't have Hallmark. He said, oh, well, she can live without it. That was great. Randy's next. Randy, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh Bauman.
Hello, Randy.
Hey, thing about the TVs, I got a quirk with this, the big flat screen TVs. Why are they even selling these TVs with the cheap little speakers in the back and not having those sound bars built in at the bottom and the front anyway? Is this just a marketing thing, or what's up with that?
It is so... The big thing with flat panel TVs is having that screen or having the TV look like it's just screen whenever it's turned on, meaning the bezel, the plastic around the front of the TV is as minimal as possible. And the only way that they're going to do that is by shoving those speakers in the back and pointing them at the wall.
It still makes sense to me, but...
Randy has a point. Randy has a point. Why couldn't a TV manufacturer sell the TV and include in the box a soundbar?
As a bundle? Yeah. They could, sure.
Because most people want something better than what comes out of those speakers anyway. I think they should.
I want the soundbar built in because I don't need any more cables back there.
If you build it in, though, you're adding bulk to the TV, and
right.
Josh is right. Nobody wants a TV where at the bottom of it, it's 3 inches deep. You want to be able to put the sound bar where you want it. You can put it in a bookcase. You can put it under the TV, 3 or 4 inches. If it were part of the TV, now you've just gotten yourself a bulkier television.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be as appealing. No, it wouldn't. No.
Okay. One more question if I got time.
Yeah.
I know I live up here in West Virginia, and our university, WVU, has an app on Roku TV where you can get that and watch the football games and whatnot. Are they getting to the point to where, like on a YouTube channel, most anyone can get their own app channel for Roku or something like that? Is that becoming a thing, or is that even feasible now?
Speaking from experience, the school district that I work for, we subscribe to a service to stream all our football games. We have students that run the cameras and stuff, and then the camera is hooked to a little box that goes to a service on the internet that then dumps it or sends it to Facebook and YouTube. But if I want to, if I have a Roku, I can download that same app to my TV and watch it straight away. So it might be something that's included with whatever service they're using to send that video feed to YouTube and Facebook. It just might be an included app that they have.
But do you think that might be something in the future where people can actually start putting on their own app channels or whatever like that?
Probably. Yeah.
I'm sure they can put as many on there as you can, your phone or anything, I guess.
Yeah, I would assume so. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Thanks,
thanks
Randy.
So much.
Thank you, Randy. Well, bye. Randy's timing was pretty good because we're out of time.
Yes, sir.
We are out of time. Do it again next Monday. Give them your email address.
Sure. JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com.
Courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, windowworldst.louis.com. Josh Bauman, everybody. Thank you, Josh.
See you, everybody.
There he goes. You know, we really are mean. You know, the poor guy has a little bit of a nervous... And then we're brutal.
Baptism by fire. That's how you work in this business.
I know. I like that we're mean. I think it toughens people up. He's a tougher man for being part of this show. He just is. His skin is thicker. All right. I was supposed to talk about Balance Dental Care, but I'll tell you what we'll do. In the Playhouse, I will take care of your eyes and your teeth, both, in the next half hour or so. So stay where you are. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump claims the ceasefire between Turkish and Kurdish forces is holding in northern Syria. Hosting a cabinet meeting at the White House, Trump called it very good news. He said both sides suffered losses before the ceasefire was agreed to late last week. Trump again defended his decision to withdraw troops from the region.